A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Hei, Yevamos 105a, pagination is 209. We're starting from the last of the smaller lines. De Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Ami Omar Rabbi Yonason. We have a statement here in the Gemara. Minayin Ligzardin Sheyeshimo Shvua She'eno Miskareya. How do you know that a ruling from Hashem that has an oath associated with it, that it cannot be torn, it cannot be changed, it cannot be revoked? Shenemar. We have a pasuk. Lochei nishbati leves eli. The Navi describes the oath against the house of Eli. Eli was the Kohen Gadol in the beginning of the book of Shmuel, and his children, Chofni and Pinchas, abused their position of authority as Kohanim, and they made an enormous Chilul Hashem. They desecrated the perception that people had of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Mishkan, as being a holy place. And therefore, the house of Eli was punished severely. Im yischaper avon beis Eli bizevach uvemincha ad olam. That their sin cannot be atoned through karbanos, through sacrifices, forever. It's a permanent decree. And the decree involved, as we'll see in the unfolding Gemara over here, that lo yiyeh zaken beveischa kol hayamim, that the men would not reach old age, would not reach any significant age all their days forever. It's a permanent curse against the house of Eli. Amar Rabba. Rabba, who was a descendant of the house of Eli, and had to deal with this curse as baggage. He was born into such a family. It's like a bad genetics issue. Like, what do you do? How do you protect yourself? So he taught, you can't atone through karbanos, but in a different way, you could atone through Torah. And Rabba was a paragon of Torah. And as a result, he lived longer than what sometimes happened to descendants of the house of Eli. Abaye was also a descendant of the house of Eli, and he taught, Amar, Bezevach ove mincha ena mischaper, you can't do it through sacrifices, ave mischaper begemilas chasodim, but through acts of kindness, you can atone and achieve a degree of longevity. The Gemara tells us, Rabba va'Abaye midbeis Eli ka'asu. Indeed, Rabba and Abaye were both from the house of Eli. They're descendants of this family of Kohanim. Rabba da'asak b'Torah chaya arba'in shenin. Rabba used the method that he described of learning Torah intensely and with great dedication. He was able to live for 40 years. Abaye da'asak b'Torah v'gemilas chasadim, but Abaye, who toiled in Torah and also went the extra effort to have gemilas chasadim as a zuchus that he focused on as well, so it's Torah and kindness, chayashitin shenin, he was able to achieve a lifespan of 60 years. Tanu Rabbanon, we learned. Mishpacha achas hoysa b'Yerushalayim. There was a family in Yerushalayim, Shayu Mesim Kven Shmona Esrei Shana, that the men were dying at about 18 years of age. Ba'u ve'odiwas Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, they informed Rabbi Yechanan ben Zakkai, Yamaluhem, and he said, Shema mi'mishpachas Eli atem. Could be that you're from the house of Eli, and this is an issue that you have to contend with. Shenema v'chomar b'speisecha yamusu anoshim, that you're going to be dying from this family in your youth. Rashi on the pasuk translates anoshim bachurim, young. So he told them, lechu v'isku batorah v'sichyu, go and toil in Torah and you'll live. Halchu v'isku b'Torah v'chayu. They went, they toiled in Torah, and they lived. That's the greatest reward for this new kolel that Rabbi Yochanan suggested, I guess. They toiled in Torah, and it was their lifeline to living, literally, to longevity. And they named the family, the equivalent of our last name, it was Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gave them the advice that saved them. The Gemara continues and says that in contrast to a gzar din sheyeshimo shavua, an oath that's binding when it's regarding a specific person or a specific family, if it's against the entire Jewish people, it's handled very differently and it can be undone. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Anya unya Amar Rav, minayin the gzar din shel tzibur she'eino nechtam. How do you know that the legislation, the ruling against the public never really gets sealed? And the Gemara explains on the next line, Shafilu nechta miskareya, that even if it's sealed, it could still be torn. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mika Hashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu eilav, who is like Hashem, who is close to us, whenever we call him. Vaksiv, you'll ask me, Dirshu Hashem behimatz o. You have to seek Hashem when he can be found. That means there are limitations. And you're telling me that when it comes to the tzibur, to the public, b'chol kareinu eilav, the pasuk says, whenever you call to him. Lokasha, indeed, it should not bother you, because the resolution of that contradiction is, habayachid habatzibur, one is talking about the individual, you have to call at the right time, and sometimes it's too late. Habatzibur, but if it's dealing with the congregation, with the public, so then, b'chol kareinu eilav, whenever you call, it always works. The Gemara continues and asks, beyond this concept that the legislation against the tzibur can be revoked, and against an individual, sometimes it can be binding, but besides that, there's an indication here that there's a proper time that an individual can achieve the blessing or revoking the bad. Yochid Emas, when is that time of Dirshu Hashem Behimatz O? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Ila Asar Yam Shebin Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim. This is referring to the 10 days at the time of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Aser Yisimei Tshuva, the 10 days of repentance that are the ideal time to connect with Hashem and achieve special results from one's prayers. I want to add two concepts over here. One, that this idea of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, Torah and acts of kindness, is not just a formula for Beis Eli, if someone, Rachmana Litzlan, has such a thing descendant from this family, that he can make a difference by focusing on these two great mitzvahs. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that Chevlo Shel Mashiach, the times, the birth pangs of Mashiach, also come with adversity, with difficulty. Mayasa Odom V'yinotza, what can a person do and be protected from that difficult time preceding Mashiach's coming? And the Gemara answers, Yasek B'Torah V'Gemilas Chasadim. If he toils in Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, that provides a level of protection, so that this tradition is not limited to the Beis Eli, but it's a principle that's important for all of Klal Yisrael. A second observation over here, the Gemara makes a contrast between the individual and the public and says that the individual has to pray behimatzo at the proper time, whereas the public, a prayer regarding the public, is b'chol kareinu eilav, whenever you get to it, it's possible to revoke decrees at any time. I think that this might add a bit of understanding to a Medrash Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Vayelech, where we're told that Moshe didn't daven right away when the decree came in that he wouldn't enter Eretz Yisrael because he hit the rock. He didn't daven right away. And the fact that he didn't daven right away was held against him, according to the Medrash, because he compared himself to the prayers that he did on behalf of the Jewish people. In the words of the Medrash, Omar, he said, Yisrael chatuch kama chataos gedolos kama pa'omim. Many times the Jewish people sinned. Uvikashte aleim rachamim. And I davened for them, and Hashem always answered. Ani shalo chatosi minu urai lo kol shekein. I'm not such a sinner, and I just have this one thing. Maybe I'll be able to daven whenever I'll get to it. So the way the Medrash words it is, Kevin Shira HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shekal Hoya Be'inav Shal Moshe, Hashem saw that Moshe wasn't taking it seriously enough. It was light. Eina Omed B'Tfila Miyad, and he didn't daven right away. Kotzaf Olav, so he got angry and he swore that Moshe wouldn't be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. I want to comment that beyond this Medrash, there might be another factor working over here, that if Moshe approached himself, his own condition, the same way that he approached the Jewish people, there's actually a formula of distinction. Because when he's approaching on behalf of the Jewish people, it's b'chol kareinu eilav. Whenever you're called, you could revoke the decree. But if you're approaching for your own personal request, your own personal situation, so that's dirshu Hashem b'himatzo. It has to be called out at the right time. Whether it's the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, or in this case, the right time would mean right away. The way the Medrash understands it, to take the Gezerah seriously and to try to revoke it immediately. And it could be, we could shed a little bit of additional light on this topic, that if Moshe approached the Gezerah against him the same way as the Gezerah against Klal Yisrael, that's an error, because they're not the same. Because as great as Moshe is, but he's still classified as the individual. And the individual has to deal behimatzo at the proper time in order to make the proper impact. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.